Kentucky lawmakers transformed the legal landscape of the state during this year's General Assembly. Kentucky now has laws restricting abortions and allowing charter schools. Legislators also passed pro-business measures that forbid mandatory union dues and add a hurdle for people suing doctors and hospitals for malpractice. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this report on what passed the General Assembly and how the new laws might affect Kentuckians.
On the last day of the legislative session, Governor Matt Bevin walked up to the state Senate and thanked lawmakers for their work, which was for the most part in lockstep with the governor's agenda.
This has been a transformative session. Kentucky is better for it. We've put seeds in the ground that are going to germinate over time. And when, as we get older and our kids and grandkids grow up, we'll be able to look back on the 2017 session and be amazed at the things you've set in motion.
Both chambers and the General Assembly were controlled by Republicans for the first time in state history this year, and they flexed their political will by passing bills that never had a chance under Democratic control.
It proves that elections have consequences.
This is Senate Majority Floor Leader Damon Thayer, a Republican from Georgetown.
Over the last few election cycles, the people of Kentucky have sent a message that they wanted a new direction for this Commonwealth. And it wasn't always easy, Mr. President, but save for a handful of bills, you can truly say about this session, promises made, promises kept.
Kentucky is now a so-called right-to-work state, meaning companies can't force workers to pay union dues in order to get a job. Though opponents of the concept say it lowers wages, supporters say right-to-work makes Kentucky more competitive for companies looking to relocate or expand in Kentucky. House Speaker Jeff Hoover credited the law for the announcement that Amazon will be investing $1.5 billion to create an air hub at the Cincinnati Airport in northern Kentucky. Economic Development Cabinet Secretary Terry Gill made a similar claim about a yet-to-be-revealed company that's looking to invest in eastern Kentucky.
It is a result of the improving business climate in the state.
Lawmakers voted to set aside $15 million in bonds to help attract that mystery project on the last day of the legislative session. The legislature also voted to allow charter schools to apply to open up in Kentucky as soon as this fall. Charters have been controversial because they'll be exempted from most state regulations, but still use state funding. Supporters say the institutions will better educate students. Here's Kentucky Education Commissioner Stephen Pruitt.
It won't be the silver bullet. They won't be the panacea, but they can be something. And I've personally seen how they've done some really great things for kids that maybe didn't fit in the natural and normal environment.
Students will be allowed to enroll in charter schools located within their school districts. A lottery will be set up if too many students apply. The legislature also passed a handful of bills to restrict abortions in the state. Here's Senate Floor Leader Damon Thayer again.
In Kentucky, we value life from conception on. We are now one of the most pro-life states in the United States.
Governor Bevin signed new laws that ban abortions after the 20th week in pregnancy and put Planned Parenthood at the back of the line for federal funding. A new law requiring doctors to conduct and describe ultrasounds on women seeking abortions has already been challenged in federal court. Meanwhile, the state's only abortion provider is suing to stay open after the state health cabinet threatened to shut it down. House Speaker Hoover says he doesn't have any disappointments as the first Republican to preside over the chamber in nearly a century.
There was more significant legislation passed in the 2017 session than in any session in recent memory.
Governor Bevin says he wants to call a special legislative session this year for lawmakers to hammer out a tax reform plan that might include tax increases. Republican legislators have been slow to throw their support behind the concept. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.
Ryland will join us at the roundtable as one of the reporters on Thursday for Eastern Standard as we discuss the 2017 General Assembly. That's Thursday morning at 11 on 88.9 WEKU.